Hello and welcome to Little Bard's Tavern. I'm your host, Little Bard, otherwise known as Michael. Here on episode 2, I'm talking about the most influential games to me. I'm doing the podcast today by myself because I felt that if I had someone else, I wouldn't have been able to cover it properly, or at least as in depth as I kind of wanted to. I kind of felt that this was more of a get to know you kind of idea. So some of the first games I ever played was like Soul Calibur for the Dreamcast, a bunch of just miscellaneous Xbox games I don't remember, just games in general, whatever was there. You know, games didn't, at the time, didn't really mean anything to me. They were just, like I said, there. My family played them, so I just kind of played them casually. You know, I was introduced to WoW kind of early on, like just looking at it. Didn't really care about that either. It wasn't until a few years later when I got into things like Halo and Rock Band, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time specifically. You know, these games started to affect me in like more, you know, ways than just, yeah, I guess it's time to pass the time, you know, I guess it's a way to pass the time. You know, Halo was like, hey, you want to hang out with your friends and beat them with the butt of a, you know, rifle? Sure, you can do that. You know, you just... you and a friend or a couple of friends want to fight head to head? Sure. And I was like, man, this is actually kind of fun. I kind of really like this. You know, Rock Band was like, yo, you and your friends want to get down with a sickness? And I was like, sure, let's get down with a sickness. And we did. You know, Rock Band kind of introduced me to the rhythm genre. And I was like, yo, this is actually like really good. You know, I play rhythm games today and they've been a huge part of just my life experiences. But Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time had to take the cake for that section. It showed me how much depth a game could have and how much I actually would be willing to play the beginning of a game over and over and over again until I was not sick of it ever. It is still considered, like, one of my, at least to me, I still consider it one of my favorite games of all time because it's one of the games that actually, like, got me into being a gamer rather than someone who's, like, yeah, I guess I'll play games for fun, you know. But later, I got into portable games. You know, I was like, but mom and dad, everyone else has a, you know, Game Boy. You know, if everyone's playing Pokemon, and they were like, well, I guess, fine. Here you go. You know, I got a Game Boy Advance, like the blue longer one instead of the SP. I got Pokemon Emerald for it. And I was like, wow, you mean I could take this anywhere? It was one of the first game systems, or at least games, that I was super into and was willing to get in trouble for. I was super invested to the point where, you know, they're like, hey, put the game away. It's bedtime. I was like, okay, and snuck it with me and got in trouble very often because of it. It was still so worth it. I, you know, was super invested, but not as invested as I was when Animal Crossing came out. My job, well, my goal was to 100% that whole game. And if you've ever seen an Animal Crossing game, if you've ever, you know, heard about it in passing by, you'll probably know about how impossible that is. Well, it's possible, but it's not likely. Super hard to do. I was like, I want every fruit, every flower, every everything. I want it all. You know, 100%. I have not done that to this day. But I was super invested. You know, later I started keeping notebooks of some of the just events and whatnot for the later games. And I just liked Animal Crossing. You know, it's still one of my favorite games as well. But for my portables, if I had to like just narrow it down to the portables, my favorite games would be Elite Beat Agents, which is another rhythm game, and it's really good, and I highly recommend it to everyone. You know, it's super wacky, super fun. Freedom Wars for the PS Vita, Pokemon Ultra Moon for the 3DS, and Animal Crossing still, you know, New Leaf and Wild World. They're both amazing games on their own. But soon after I got my first Game Boy, we ended up moving because my parents had split way before that. But my mom found someone, and we moved in with him. And I started playing the GameCube. You know, I played games like, you know, Smash Brothers, Melee. I got, eventually we got a Wii, and so I got Smash Brothers Brawl. You know, Link's crossbow training, another Animal Crossing game. But, you know, the Wii was out in the living room, so it wasn't as fun. But I was into games because I didn't really have friends at that point, you know. I just moved. No one, I couldn't really connect with anyone there. You know, just no one seemed like friends with me. I had very few friends. At this point, I started finding games like, you know, tabletop games like Battle Mech, kind of, you know. I played with Legos a lot, and I just played games, you know, GameCube and Wii. Then middle school hit, and I got the game Minecraft, which was honestly, if you added up all of my time in video gaming, a huge percentage of the games with like the game time would go to Minecraft. I probably spent way too much time on that game in my life. I probably have a whole month racked up. You add all my time. But what was so great about it was I had learned the game inside out, and it was one of the few games that I actually was able to make friends, you know, with. You know, I have a story, you know, a friend and how we met because of this game. Our teacher was like, "Yeah, Minecraft's okay, I guess." And we looked at each other, you know, because he made a comment about Minecraft, and I looked at him and I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, you play Minecraft?" And he goes, "Yeah." I was like, "We're now best friends." He goes, "Okay," and we just became friends. You know, it wasn't like that, but we just started talking a lot because we had a whole, you know, we had a class together, and we sat like next to each other. It was like perfect fate. You know, it was great. I still talk to him today. We're still friends. You know, he's really cool. But it was really the thing that like started, you know, helping me learn about games. It was a way that I could, you know, by then games were a way that I could connect with my friends, you know, give us something to talk about, give us just, you know, inspiration for other ideas. But then came along Borderlands 2 about freshman year. You know, it's kind of when I got into it. I've been playing it very casually, like almost never. But I started playing Borderlands 2 with a couple of friends of mine, and it was a great multiplayer experience. By up till then, Minecraft was a game that I kind of played on my own. And I started getting games for Steam as well at that time, but none of them I really played except for Minecraft. But I started playing Borderlands 2, and I was like, wow, this game is fun. This game is really fun, and it's better with people. I had never really thought about playing games solely to play with other people. I have played Borderlands 2 a lot on my own before, but I always found myself more drawn to playing it with other people because I found that it's a much, much better game with other people. You know, games like Castle Crashers, and that's what really led me into these more party-ish kind of games. I was never a Mario Party fan because I actually like my friends instead of losing them. Single tier. But I found that these kinds of games that you can co-op were just so much better. You know, you guys compete for RNG or just compete to see, you know, which class is better. You know, I'm a Necromancer fan myself. Then I got into games like Fire Emblem, you know, strategy games, you know, Disgaea. I had been playing Disgaea for a long time, but around sophomore, junior year, I really, really found myself interested in these turn-based strategy games. Fire Emblem did teach me how much you can care for a single character at like any time. Because a lot of times in Fire Emblem, if you're familiar with it, they have a permadeath system. Although I turned it off, seeing someone leave the battlefield was almost detrimental to me still. Like I wasn't going to sit there and start crying, but I was like, oh no, now what do I do? You know, it was a great game, and it showed me how much depth a single character could have. You know, even though you know, some people might argue saying, oh, the new Fire Emblems don't have that much depth. They have like five lines of dialogue. And I'm like, but they still have depth. You know, and then I changed to harder games later on, you know, like I'm recently, because I'm not old, I'm not like 50 years old, but recently I kind of got into more harder games, you know, like PUBG puzzle games, in Binding of Isaac, game, you know, Rogue Legacy, although some people would argue that that's not hard, but I find it hard. Just these kinds of games are much harder and require actual doing rather than just it being kind of handed to you, kind of like, you know, Pokemon. Yeah, I guess at the time it was kind of hard. Animal Crossing is always hard, but they weren't designed to be hard. They weren't designed saying, you will fail eventually. You will fall. Or, you know, have a huge, you know, learning curve. They were great games, and they still are to this day, all of them. And they are just fun to play for me. I like getting back up and redoing them over and over and over again. And I really just liked doing that. You know, recently I've been playing games because I've found that they're a great way for me to be able to express myself. You know, through games like Fire Emblem, where the newer ones, you can put your name as a character. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of jokes about it, but it's like, I liked putting my name for main characters because I felt that it helped with the immersion. But then a lot of recent game changers are like Doom. And I was like, wait, an FPS can go how fast? You know, it kind of redefined what Halo did, except it did it in the single player section rather than the multiplayer section. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild was a huge game changer and very great improvement on how much investment I could put in a single player game that wasn't games like Animal Crossing or Pokemon, where there is a collection idea, but it's not like a huge part of the game. I just went off and did it. Games like Nier Automata, where you could feel bad for the bad guys. You know, Undertale's on the same ideology, where it's just, you're like, wait, aren't those supposed to be the bad guys? And the game's like, well, that's up to you. You know, Persona 5 kind of just got me into that whole series, because I felt I really resonated with Persona 5 and the whole Persona series. You know, because I'm a teenager and they're kind of built for teenagers. But I resonated with that message. You know, I resonated with that idea that, you know, there's a world that where we could be us or like just a different version. And I just really resonated with a lot of these games in general. And they have given me a huge impact. And every game now, at least to me, you know, these recent ones like Little Nightmares, you know, which is getting me into the horror genre. Now I'm starting to be all like, ooh, I might actually play Outlast. Maybe. Probably not. But I enjoy these more dynamic feeling games. And I felt that they're, you know, more and more just better in general. Other than that, that's really my life story for games was, you know, I just feel that games are something that we should share with other people, and they're an amazing thing, and I'm glad I was able to live through a huge jump through them. You know, when I first started playing games, it was everyone was kind of just went, what are you going to do with games? You know, you're going to make a career out of it? Although you had the very, very low chance of it, like 2006, I guess, you know, PewDiePie being thing. I'm not entirely sure. I don't remember when he started being a thing. But, you know, and you're like, everyone's like, oh, but he's super special. But now we have competitions, you know, and I was able to live through that, and I'm super glad I was able to. And just the games have always been a huge part of my life, and I'm super glad that they are. Having said that, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. So thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry if I did start going on a little bit of a ramble at the end there. I try to keep it a little concise, but I really do like talking about games. It's a huge passion of mine. I love talking about ideas. I love talking about how games affect people because they always affect someone different. Games have been kind of like a good story for everyone that I've met because there's games for everyone. You know, if you like books, there's visual novels, you know, that don't have to be the, oh, Japan kind of idea. You know, if you know what I'm talking about, or if you just like strategy or puzzles, Rubik's Cubes nowadays, those are a thing. If you like play 20 questions, you know, you have Akinator. Those are all just great, you know, there's something out there for everyone. And I feel that if someone's like, oh, video games aren't for me, I just feel that they haven't found the right game. So thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you guys have a great, you know, rest of your day. And I hope to see you guys again here soon. Goodbye.